Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I got a good friend in here with me, Stewie. Everybody knows you as Stewie.
That's except my wife. She refuses to call me Stewie.
Do you ask her to call you Stewie?
Well, when I got married, she says, you're no longer Stewie, you're Stuart.
Were you Stewie as a kid?
All the way to the time that I met her. I don't know what it was, but now she wants to call me Stewart.
And you let her. Whatever
she
you want,
call me anything she wants. That's right.
You can be called way worse things. So yeah, happy wife, happy life.
That's right.
So yesterday I was just doing the show like we normally do, and I've got these TVs all around me, and I'm watching the stock market, and I'm going, crap. And I'm like, who are we going to get on the show tomorrow? And I look, I'm like, Stuart Rosenblum of Stuart's American Mortgage is coming on, and I'm reading these articles about interest rates and the housing market and everything. I'm like, we don't even have to book anybody. We've got the expert coming in here right now. Stewart's American Mortgage has been helping so many listeners of 97.1. Your partnership with this show has been great for 97.1 listeners.
It's been great for us, too.
That's fantastic.
It's fantastic. It's a win-win for the customers, win-win for you, win-win for us.
So when you're watching the... when you're watching what's happening yesterday, and I'm sure that, you know, you're watching the markets and the economy on a daily basis way more than anybody else is, what's your takeaway from yesterday? People see the big red negative number and they probably panic because they don't know what else to do. What are you doing?
Well, I think what you have to first understand is what happened a week or two ago when the Federal Reserve cut the interest rates.
Okay.
So people walk around.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? I asked 10 people on the street, by the way, about a week ago when they said the Federal Reserve cut the rates, our rates going down. I asked them, what is the Federal Reserve rate? What does that mean? And nobody can answer the question.
No, nobody would even know what to guess.
Right. So first, let's explain what it is. So banks are required to have a certain amount of cash on hand at the end of the day. We don't want banks to fail. The government came out with laws that they wouldn't want banks to fail. People wouldn't have a rush to go out and get their money out of the banks and couldn't do it back in the Depression days. So now banks are required to keep a certain amount of cash on hand. Now banks make money by lending money. So at the end of the day, if they don't have enough cash because they lent it all out, they have to, just like us, go out and borrow that money to make sure they have the liquid cash in the bank. Mm-hmm. That cost to borrow between banks themselves and the Federal Reserve is the Fed funds rate. That's the rate set by the government of what it costs for those banks to borrow.
So what does that mean for me, which I literally was just talking to you about, refinancing my mortgage? What does that mean for the average person who's trying to pay off a 30-year mortgage or is looking at paying off some debt and they got some equity in their house? How does all of that fit in what we're dealing with on a day-to-day
basis?
Well,
it really doesn't, because the Fed fund rates is a short-term rate, not a long-term rate. So when they cut those rates, short-term loans like car loans and similar, those are the ones that are going to go down. Now, if the Federal Reserve goes ahead and cuts the rate because they're trying to stir up economic activity short term, then that may be an indication that the economy is not doing as well as they thought, and they have to stir up some action to make things pick up. Long-term rates, which is the overall perspective of how the economy will be in 10, 20, and 30 years, that's what affects the regular 30-year fixed mortgages and 15-year fixed mortgages. Now, yesterday, there was all kinds of action in markets that are concerned that we may be heading towards a potential recession.
The R word.
Dun, dun, dun. If that potential recession is going to come, that's going to make them worry. Now, the challenge with China is obviously facilitating that and affecting the world economy. So that's where the markets are being worried. There's something called an inverted yield curve. So short-term interest rates right now may be even a little bit higher than long-term interest rates. And that is a signal from the markets that they don't believe that the economy long-term is going to do as well as what they think. Now, I personally believe that we're a very reactive society. So
it's very here and now.
Very here and now. So if this China thing, and it will, I think it will get resolved, all of a sudden you're going to see interest rates bounce back. So the drop we saw yesterday is probably the lowest that I've seen for long-term interest rates outside of 2013 since I've been in the mortgage industry for 30 years.
So we're talking with Stewie of Stewart's American Mortgage, and one of the things I really like about him is that you deal with him when you are considering a refinance or you're considering taking out a mortgage, $150,000 or more, and then you get the bagel loan. And the bagel loan is Stewie's alone. Nobody else has this in town, and he has a cell phone number. It's 314-324-4440, 314-324-4440. And I'm going to let you talk a little bit about why this is so special here in a minute. But I'm hearing, like, just on my very, like, not even beginner level knowledge of this. Like, I scroll through a headline, I read the story, I glean enough to realize how much I don't know, and then I move on. But I do have a mortgage. I do have a home equity line of credit. And if I am thinking right now, I've got some equity in my house, maybe I should roll these together, maybe I should shorten the term on my house, maybe I should take some money out and pay something else off. What you're saying right now, what I'm hearing at least, is that people might have a window to get in here. Not necessarily this is that what's happening now is going to necessarily be long term because of the reactionary nature of the economy of the market. Right now.
Absolutely. We had actually a customer, 97.1 listener.
Mm-hmm.
And I love 97.1 listeners because they're well educated.
We love them too.
We love them. And he had 27 years left on his loan. And we created a program called the Exact Payment Exact Rate. So he said, if I want to go ahead and refinance my loan, what term can I get with the same exact payment that I have? I don't want to raise it and I don't want to lower it. We went from 27 years to 21 years and he kept the exact same payment he's
making.
That's
so much interest.
6 years worth.
Gone.
6 years worth.
So his budget stays the same.
His budget stays the same. Some people turn around and they say, look, I want a lower payment. Some people look at the total interest they're going to pay and say, I want to reduce the term. So everybody's situation is different. We had another customer who had a home equity line. Now, remember, those home equity lines, the interest is not tax deductible. Mm-hmm. It's a fluctuating interest rate.
It's an adjustable rate, yeah.
And, you know, I've had customers call me and say, hey, I've been having this home equity line for 10 years, and all of a sudden I get a notification from the bank that my rate's going up to 12% because they want it paid off. That's not the purpose of the loan, of the line that they have. So we went ahead and consolidate them. Now the interest becomes tax deductible. They get better cash flow. They can reduce the term. This particular customer had 28 years left on his 30-year mortgage, had a home equity line. We gave him a 20-year loan, and his payment actually went down $150 a month.
That's wild.
So there's different ways and avenues of what you can do based on your needs that'll accommodate. And that's the key, is know what your customer needs and where to go.
And you said that as of yesterday, rates are pretty stinking low.
I have said this a million times. Do not sit there and think the Federal Reserve's cutting interest rates are going to go down. One of the best benefits, and your mom always taught you, a bird in a hand is better than two in a bush.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main benefits with the bagel loan is there's no cost. So if you refinance now, and 6 months from now, it actually does go down, guess what? You can do it again. It doesn't cost you a dime. Bagel looks like a zero, no cost at the end of the day.
So the refinance that people are paying a bunch of fees, which is what ends up, the amount of money that you end up saving isn't worth going through the process in some cases to actually, you know, get the refinance. But that's what's different with Stewart's American Mortgage. No appraisal fees, no closing costs, no title fees, no broker fees on that refinance. So I guess the question I would ask is, if you are looking at your financial picture right now, even if you think you're sitting pretty, you could be sitting prettier. And there's no reason not to call 314-324-4440. That phone number is in your pocket right now. It goes straight to Stewie, right?
Right to me.
It goes right to Stewie. And that's the other thing that I really appreciate when we were sitting down talking about this relationship that we have and how this could work, 97.1 could work to help you and how you could work to help 97.1 listeners. It was really important for me to hear how you treat the customer, because when I hand a 97.1 listener over to Stewie, I don't want to screw the 97.1 listener. They get to work directly with you. They're not going to get shuffled around to people all over the globe who make it so that they have to re-explain themselves all the time. You offer the bagel loan. You can't get it anywhere else. You save thousands in fees, and you get to talk directly to Stewie. I think it's a pretty good American model for business.
It's old-time customer service. Eliminate the people that get commissions. If I don't have to pay commissions out to a loan officer, I get to pay the closing costs for you, so it's free. talk to the person that's got 30 years of experience, has accountability. So if there's a challenge in the future, you can call them. You know, you deal with loan officers or people in the mortgage industry or other industries. Here today, gone tomorrow. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Give out your personal cell phone number over the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully today, I haven't had any prank calls. I
no.
don't know if we'll get them.
The 97.1 listeners are very good to me, and I want them to make sure that they have the best in the business when it comes to saving money, because we value smart fiscal responsibility. It's 314-324-4440. 314-324-4440. Call Stewie right now, and he will get back to you very quickly. You've told me so many stories of 97.1 listeners, and just glad to shovel more people your way.
Stewie? Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in here at Stewart's American Mortgage. Google the bagel loan. You can definitely check out more online about it. 314-324-4440.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.